Let's look through the window of baseball for Truett and White, the professional builder's choice, and Marvin Windows and Doors, and bring in Bruce Jacob to the Chronicle. Bruce, good morning. How are you?
Good, Marty. How are you doing?
Good, very good. I don't know if you heard the Ken Maka segment. I really enjoyed hearing him break down baseball.
Yeah, I remember covering the A's playoffs in 2006 in Detroit. They took a real hard loss, but that was a very good and very well-managed team, and he was an interesting guy, a tough nut to crack. He's a lot more outgoing now, I think, doing radio interviews with knowledgeable guys like you. But, you know, when they replaced him with Bob Guerin, it was like, what the hell?
Come on. I mean, really. I mean, he averaged 92 wins a year, took the team to the championship for the pennant against the Tigers. And Mark Kotze said, well, he didn't talk to me enough, and Billy Beane fired him. How about that?
Yeah.
I mean, really, I'll never forget that one. But what he said was interesting about the Pirates. The breakdown was terrific. And I said last night, Bumgarner seemed to be throwing a lot more off-speed stuff. And I thought maybe he didn't have the good fastball, but apparently that's what you got to do against Pittsburgh, and that's exactly why Leake has these out-of-the-world numbers against the Pirates.
Yeah, it's a great thing. And, you know, the next whoever Bumgarner faces the next turn, it could be a different story. You know, against the Dodgers, it could be more fastballs. He knows what he's doing out there. He's a country guy, but he reads the scouting reports and he goes on experience, and that is interesting. I mean, Leake's had a lot of success against them, and this is a huge day for the Giants, a huge day for Leake. You know, if he does anything, if he just win or lose, if he goes 6-7 innings and looks like he's comfortable and has his good stuff, that's a huge thing for them.
Yeah, they need it. I mean, let's face it, yeah. Bumgarner is he's Babe Ruth the way he hits, and
he really is.
Honestly, you know, but you need Leake to be that second guy without a question. That there's no, you know, when you hand him the ball, you know you're getting it back after 6 or 7 innings, and he's going to keep you in the game. And that's what he's got to do.
Yeah, and the great thing about Leake is that he's a good athlete and a good hitter also. Those two guys, along with Greinke, are probably the best hitting pitchers in baseball.
Well, I mean, how did you like, seriously, about hitting pitchers and Bumgarner last night? And you watch him hit, you watch the swing he's got, my goodness. You know, seriously, you know, and he gets upset when people flip the bat and do all this stuff, you know, and but he goes up there and takes a swing like he's Paul Bunyan, and some pitchers could get offended by that.
Well, I don't know if you can be offended by a big swing. I mean, we both talked to Juan Marichal last week. He'd go up there and come out of his shoes, and usually without much success. But he didn't get cheated, you know. I don't know. This is a fine line. I don't think anybody's got a problem with Bumgarner's swing, the way he unloads and drills the ball. And you know how I feel about pitchers hitting. I love to see it when it works, and I love seeing him come up as a pinch hitter. And I love seeing him and stay in the game. I mean, they had like a no-man bench. You know, what's he get? He's going to hurt himself? I don't think so. This is an athlete. He's a baseball player.
And you got to pitch to him like a hitter now. And as Maka said, Joe Blanton came in. And, you know, he's had a good little run here with the Pirates. But you've got to pitch the guy like he's a hitter.
Yeah, you better have a real good breaking ball, or you better be Rosenthal throwing like 98. And even then, Bumgarner might catch up with you.
That's true.
So yeah, you keep it low and away.
Oh, it's great. It's all coming together. Isn't it great, Bruce? And you know, you and I sit in spring training. We talk about it, and here we are. I always do the Tour de France, and we're coming out of the Alps now. And we're getting ready for the straightaway into Paris. I love this analogy, this metaphor. But isn't it great? Because you can get the feeling that this sprint to the finish is coming.
Well, last night was one of the great nights, really. I mean, you had this great game from Marlon Byrd. You had Bumgarner in vintage form. The Dodgers get no hit. And now it's a 1.5 game spread. So just really exciting times right now. And it was an interesting night. I mean, Cespedes hits 3 homers for the Mets. I mean, and we're still in mid-August here. I mean, it's shaping up well, I tell you.
Yeah, it is. And Marlon Byrd, and again, I go back, and of course I go back to, things that I remember as a kid. We remember things that brings us back. Why we love baseball, it's the sweetness of youth. And we come back to it all the time, of those wonderful moments. And for me, I remember Bob Hurricane Hazel.
Yeah,
and the Milwaukee
57.
Braves. Yeah, the Milwaukee Braves, and you can look it up. Billy Bruton was their center fielder. He got hurt,
mm-hmm.
and they brought this kid up from Louisville, and they called him Hurricane Hazel, which was a hurricane, I think, during that summer on the East Coast. And he hit like probably 430 for the Braves and led them to the pennant and, of course, the World Series win over the Yankees. And here's Marlon Byrd. And he comes out, you know, is it another Hurricane Hazel? And, you know, he's a veteran, and I like the pickup.
Well, Bob Hazel, I mean, like a hurricane, he vanished eventually.
Yes, he did. The next year he was gone.
You know, Marlon Byrd might be a more lingering storm for the Giants. I mean, he's, you know, he's very, very established. I mean, my God, he's got credentials like crazy. And in one night, he shows you that he's still got it in case there was any doubt about it.
Yeah, 20. I mean, he's got 20 homers. And I think he's leading the Giants now. In home runs. Think Posey's tired. He's gone. Yeah. I said 64 at bats or so without a home run.
I do think he's tired, and I don't think he'd ever say it. I don't think he would reach the point on the field where you're going, oh, wow. You know, I mean, because he's such a competitor, and he gives it all he's got, and he's never going to embarrass himself out there. I think he'd take himself out of the lineup if that were ever going to be the case. But, yeah, you see signs running the bases. Maybe the bat speed isn't quite there, but, you know, it's he knows the deal. I wouldn't be surprised. And, you know, when they get to September, thank goodness, they can get him at first base and give him some breaks from behind the plate. I'd be surprised if he's anything but vintage form in September.
Yeah, boy, they need him. Bruce Jenkins with us. Bruce, looking at the Dodgers, as I had J.P. Honstra on from the L.A. Daily News this morning, very good report, and he talked about Utley. And he sort of concluded, like the rest of the world has, why a second baseman when you can't get the ball to the closer and you got two reliable starters? But the Dodgers went out and got Utley. So what was your take on that?
Well, he's a solid guy. But I had a column the other day basically saying that until they get a relief pitcher or a starter, this is not going to scare the Giants at all. I mean, Howie Kendricks is a very good hitter, just like Utley. He's going to be back pretty soon, they think. They've got other options in the infield. They got Kike Hernandez. They got the kid Peraza. I mean, they're certainly not short. They're very deep at second base, in fact. They're so deep that they traded Hector Oliveira, the Cuban prospect, too. Well, he's 30, but he's a big Cuban name, too, in the Atlanta deal. But, you know, Utley's a hell of a player. I mean, he'll help him. He's a great clubhouse guy. He's from L.A. and everything else. But it doesn't do anything to the race, I don't think.
I saw a note that you had in the Three Dot Lounge this morning, which really caught my attention, about Cal Ripken.
Yeah.
And, you know, I hear him on TBS and TNT, and he just bores me to death. I mean, right?
True,
it says nothing. I mean, absolutely nothing. Now, his father was the great teacher of baseball, and the Ripken way, the Oriole way, and really one of the greatest teachers ever in baseball. And Billy Ripken's terrific on MLB Network. He knows the game. This guy, he says nothing. But he says he wants to manage, and can he replace Matt Williams? Can that happen?
Well, I think in terms of, I don't think it happens in midseason. Ripken wasn't trying to, you know, barge his way into that job like right now. He's starting to get interested in it. He's got a great relationship with Mike Rizzo, who runs the Nationals operation. but so does Matt Williams. It's getting tested a little bit right now because there's constant talk about the players think that Matty's too he's wound up too tight. He's not loose enough, and he tries to be calm and relaxed and measured in the post game interviews. And he basically does a pretty good job at that. But you know, the players know how it is to be around him, you know, for hours at a time. And you know, when you lose, these things come up. You know, if they're five games up, he's a genius. So, and Matt Williams is a very good baseball man. But you know, things happen. If they don't make the playoffs, there could be a shakeup there. And Cal Ripken could slide in there. I have a feeling Ripken, we certainly haven't seen much evidence of it, is a little more interesting when he's, you know, in the setting that he would find ideal. I think he could relate to players. He wouldn't be a crashing bore, you know, hopefully.
Well, it would be, his interviews, his pre and post would be nothing. I mean, he would never he'd never tell you anything.
No, it'd be terrible.
Be different than Clint Hurdle. Clint Hurdle looks like he can't wait to get into a fight with you.
Hurdle and Bochy is great. They're both fantastic guys. You know, Bochy's got that, you know, that growly boy, and he doesn't sound like he said anything, but he'll crack a couple one-liners in every session. He's very funny, and of course he's had so much success. He's gotten a lot more loose, you know, with us, and And he's a real treat. He's hilarious.
Well, I think these two guys are, when they match up, it's pretty good. It really is pretty good. So we'll see. But, boy, what a night of baseball. Bird hits the home run, his first at bat. Cespedes hits three. The Dodgers get no hit. And we come back today for Mike Leake and Gerrit Cole. And really, there's nothing like it.
No, it's going to be good. I mean, the September baseball is going to be more important and more relevant and maybe more exciting. But it's to me, going against the Western teams, outside of the Dodgers, is not going to match up to what we're seeing right now. These Cardinals, Pittsburgh, Cubs thing, this is really where it's at. This is national, the peak of the National League right now, and they get the Dodgers.
Wow.
Amazing stretch of ball, and it looks like they're going to survive it, so that's very special.
Very good. Bruce, thanks so much. I appreciate it. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Thank you, Bruce.
You bet. Thank you, Marty.
All right, that is Bruce of the Chronicle. Boy, always good to have him on. I know we're running a couple of minutes late, but great to talk some ball with him.